Any State of the State speech is laden with optimism and a certain amount of cheerleading. The governor's speech last night was no different in that regard. But Doyle also made it clear from the beginning of his remarks that America's economic woes would have consequences here.
We will have to delay some of the things we all agreed on. We will have to make deep cuts and hard sacrifices.
That was about as specific as the governor got in terms of the economic pain the state would face in coming months. Preliminary estimates show that revenues from state income and sales taxes are lagging what lawmakers and the governor expected when they drew up the current state budget. That means less state money to work with at a time when government programs like Medicaid may need more. Doyle spent more time last night talking about long-term growth in the economy, especially in the area of renewable energy.
Over the next 10 years, Wisconsin will invest $150 million to help our businesses, our farmers, our foresters, and our manufacturers produce and promote renewable energy.
Doyle also proposed tax credits for biodiesel fuel producers and called for adding 400 renewable fuel pumps throughout the state. The governor proposed expanding tax breaks for people who invest in startup companies and for research and development. Assembly Republicans have embraced those ideas. The governor also reached out to Democrats last night by throwing his support behind a minimum wage increase they passed out of the Senate last week. That plan would increase the state's base wage to $7.25 an hour and link future increases to inflation.
Imagine trying to pay $3 a gallon for gas when you're making $6.50 an hour. Imagine trying to clothe your children, pay for college, or buy groceries on $260 a week before taxes.
The governor also proposed a statewide insurance purchasing pool to help small businesses offset the rising cost of health care. Doyle said farmers and small manufacturers are treated unfairly under the current system.
A system that allows insurance companies to cherry-pick who they'll cover, a system that too often puts insurance companies and drug companies ahead of small businesses and ordinary families.
That idea got a tepid response from legislative leaders from both parties, who said they wanted to see the details first. Republican Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch said he was pleased with the governor's proposed tax breaks. He also said that if the state has to reopen its budget, all areas would be open to potential cuts.
But that being said, let me make something very clear. We are in the seventh month of a 24-month budget. We'd still have the opportunity to turn this economy around and invest in our people, invest and allow our companies to invest in themselves, and hopefully still weather this economic slowdown.
Democratic Majority Leader Russ Decker says that if Doyle's tax credits are job creators, he'll look at them. But the future of any tax breaks is uncertain in the Senate. Even one for angel investors that passed the assembly unanimously yesterday. Decker said that plan needs to be reviewed by the legislature's finance committee first.
We have a finance committee for one reason, to flush those type of things out and do an analysis of what the impact's going to be. So, you know, the Senate's going to take the responsibility of sifting through these things and make the tough choices on fiscal responsibility.
Time will also be an issue when it comes to advancing the governor's agenda. Lawmakers from both parties already have their own ideas on how to fill the remaining 2 months that are scheduled for the legislature spring session. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.